Hello, conspiracy players. Colby here to give you a quick update on the podcast. For those of you who have been panicking, Jeremiah is definitely still with us, despite his absence on the last few episodes. As we have mentioned before, he's got a million and one things going on, and his time is pretty limited. Within the next couple weeks, we are planning on doing a deep dive into Elon Musk and bringing you that episode, which should be a real fun one. We're also planning on concluding our two-part series on LSD. In the meantime, we'll be dropping those other parts of the interview with Frantic Missy. I'm also here to plug a side project that I've got going with Dusty from Unspeakable Truth podcast. You might remember him from the interview I did on his show from episode 20. So instead of doing those takes on the Mockingbird episodes alone, I'm going to be doing a weekly podcast called Disinfobation with Dusty. I did post the pilot on the CPT feed, and it's gotten some views and listens. It's a little different from what we've got going on over here, and it'll mostly focus on current events and pop culture, as well as some politics and propaganda. But of course, as always, with that sweet conspiratorial angle. I'll say it's definitely not for everyone, but I'm sure there will be some crossover between conspiracy playtime and disinfobation. We're pretty vulgar, opinionated, and in your face over there, but we try to keep it as light and funny as possible. If you want to check that out, I'm putting the link below this video. I'm also putting a teaser in here that will start after I'm done yapping. So if you like what you see, go hop on over there, give us a follow. We've only got 2 subscribers at this point. And if you know of any other potential disinfobaters, please let them know about it. In the meantime, stay tuned for more CPT and watch out for each other out there. Stay away from those monkeypox and get your boosters while wearing your Ukraine t-shirts and hats. Jeremiah sends hugs and kisses. Thanks for watching or listening, and we love you.
A 1, a 2, a 1, 2, 3.
And then Lori Lightfoot goes up there and she's like,
"Well, I just want to say that I'm a lesbian and I'm liberal."
We were talking about Elon Musk being like taking over Twitter, and I was like, he's got Asperger's, so you know he's special. Oh my God.
There's an asterisk next to that. It's consensual. She's hate fucking me too. I love Hillary, dude. I would hate, that might be a little heavy to say.
You gotta feel like you're big and bad over here, you know? You gotta come at it strong. You gotta approach it with some yelling. Biden's talking about arresting people for shit they say.
Come on, motherfucker. Here we are. They do have something on your record. It's called QAnon. So you didn't get the gun?
My wife wasn't.
Do you want me to cut that part out?
No, I'm just telling you, I'm scared of the FBI. I just want to shine that spotlight on piece of shit establishment politician of the week, Chuck Schumer.
We salute you, Chuck. Sarah Silverman canceled herself for saying that. Dude, she used to be so fucking funny. I used to have such a huge crush on her. Now she's a dumb cunt.
And in the CNN news report, they're like, "We can't tell what race he is." I'm like, "Bitch, you can tell what race he is."
It could be a white supremacist wearing blackface. We just can't tell.
More people care about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp than who care about the Sussman trial and the Steele dossier.
Hashtag me too, except for Johnny. Dude, Johnny Depp is fucking acting his ass off, and it's like the worst acting he's ever done. I picked up a fecal deposit, and I knew that it wasn't my dog's because I had picked up several fecal deposits.
I closed my windows because there was a guard looking into my window, and he was trying to see my peepee.
Let's talk about this. Men getting pregnant and getting abortions.
I'm all for it.
He caught my eye, and I was like, what is that?
Was this on Pornhub?
Yeah, jock pussy. We should title the episode Jock Pussy.
Come on, man. You bitched about baby formula, but there's starving kids over in Ukraine. We're all making sacrifices here, man. Come on. If you just get abortions, you won't even need the baby formula. I was just talking to Kamala out back, and she told me she's had 52 abortions. And I said, goddamn, Kamala, there's only 50 states. That's why I picked you as my vice president.